We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network at the 2019 Iowa Power Farming Show, and I'm with Joel Akers of Farmers Business Network. Joel, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Very happy to be here. Thank you.
So, Farmers Business Network, tell some of our listeners that maybe aren't quite familiar with what you guys do, tell us about the organization and what you do offer producers.
Sure. So, FBN is a relatively young organization. We started about 5 years ago. It was actually started by a group of farmers in Illinois. And the philosophy of FBN is farmers helping farmers. With the mission of FBN, everything we do boils down to helping farmers farm more profitably through an independent, unbiased system. Using data and analytics to help farmers churn through all the information that's out there to help them make more informed decisions based on the data that's in the system.
And, of course, over the years, you've been growing as to and expanding into what areas of farming you're able to help farmers with more and more.
Absolutely. There's constantly new things that are coming about every day. You know, we started with yield analytics. That was the first thing that guys, these farmers from Illinois, wanted to accomplish is, hey, I don't care what the letter is in front of the seed that I'm buying, whether it's a D or a K or an L or a P or whatever. I just want to know what's going to perform best. And so we've accomplished that, right? As time goes by, then guys want to know, okay, what are your others paying for this bag of seed? What are the others paying for this chemical that I'm buying? So we have market pricing information so you can see the average prices that guys are paying, etc. So great information to have as you're going into your supplier to, regardless of where you choose to buy your stuff, to be able to be in a better position to negotiate the price that you're most comfortable with because now you have that knowledge base out there. Through that, then we've expanded now. We got crop insurance that we launched here this last fall. We've also gotten into health insurance that we're offering to our members. We launched our own seed company this year, right? So a lot of new things that FBN's doing. That's just here in the last 6 or 7 months. And as time goes by, I'm sure we're going to keep adding to and improving our existing programs and bringing new things to help our members expand their margins.
And we were able to talk with FBN about this, the seed company here last summer at the Farm Progress Show. We talked about that. But now the insurance side of it. I mean, what kind of offers do you have through that program?
Yeah, so we launched our own insurance agency, and we started with crop insurance. And we got into crop insurance. A lot of people ask me that question. And if you kind of think about it, it makes a lot of sense. And you think about insurance in general, it's all driven by data, right? It's all driven by numbers, right? That's how insurance companies make money 7 out of 10 years, because they know how to make those numbers work. And so I actually came from an insurance background, so I'm very familiar with that process. And as an agent, basically we always did is use that same information, if you will, and put that information, use those numbers in front of the customers and use that information to help the customers first and foremost understand how the policies work. But then how do we use the numbers to help them make a more informed decision to, again, buy that coverage that they want to buy better for their farm, right? So on the crop insurance, it's the same thing, right? It's all about the numbers. So we are creating tools that are customer facing and to help our farmers see, okay, of all the different options that are out there, not only with one single company, but all the companies that are out there, what's kind of the sweet spot, if you will, right? So what's a risk matrix? What is a profit matrix, if you will, to kind of see with all those different options out there that's customized to that individual farm to help them make that decision? A lot of people say, well, crop insurance is crop insurance. It's all the same price. Well, that's true if it's a federally subsidized program. But even inside that federally subsidized program, there's different ways you can design that policy, right? So you can, whether you have a yield protection or revenue protection, if you have 85% coverage compared to 60% coverage, right? So we have a tool actually we've developed for all of our members where they can go in there and based on 30 years worth of analysis and data that's out there, hey, where's kind of the sweet spot in my county based on my APH and my production cost? Where's kind of the sweet spot in that 30-year history? What's the average revenue I would get from my crop insurance? What's kind of the worst case scenario, so to speak? What would the premium be? And again, just kind of look through that information unbiasedly and help the member make the decision that they're most comfortable with.
You know, because in the end, it's about, helping farmers, especially through these tougher times that we're having right now, to maximize the most they can get out of their profits, out of their profit margins, I should say, and try to weather these storms as best they can.
That's absolutely true. You know, it's margins are tight. We get that. And the thing that's challenging for farmers is that they have so many different hats they have to wear, right? And so there's, for a lot of guys, it's very, very difficult to completely be on top of everything. And there's so much information they have to churn through with all these different hats, right? So they have to rely on experts, which is great and awesome. We're just trying to provide an independent platform so they can quickly and easily look at information on their own independently and make sure it's a decision that they're comfortable with. Make sure that they know what their options are. And again, the end bottom line is regardless of where they choose to do business, we're hoping the goal is to provide them the information so they can have it at the lowest cost that they're most comfortable with or increase those revenues, et cetera, to increase those margins to help them remain profitable.
So, Joel, if farmers want more information to learn about Farmers Business Network or to maybe join, how do they do that?
Easiest thing to do is just go to our website, fbn.com, or you can call 844-200-FARM, and a representative will be happy to answer your questions. We do have field representatives all across the country that'd be happy to come out to your farm in person and answer any questions that you have as well.
All right. Well, Joel, I thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
That's Joel Akers with the Farmers Business Network here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.